Sponsored by Harry's Razor. Here's Joe Connolly.
All right. The loss of state and local tax deductions, there's been so much talk about, may not have as great an effect as many people feared. Based on early tax returns, Westchester CPA Paul Herman says the lower tax brackets that didn't get a lot of attention last fall, the elimination of the alternative minimum tax and other changes seem to be more than offsetting the lost deduction so far. He has had clients who will pay $1,000 to $20,000 less in taxes under the new tax law, despite the cap on state and local tax deductions. Now, it's still early in the tax season. This is subject to change. But Herman says, I suspect a significant number of clients are going to benefit from the new tax law. The breadth of New York's economy is now driving the growth of New York's tech industry because there are more people here than in Silicon Valley who understand all the different industries using new tech, and the tech firms are hiring them away from their original industry. Neil Blumenthal of Warby Parker Eyeglasses Online says there is no other place where Warby Parker could exist. Here in New York, we're at the intersection of the tech startup world, the fashion world, the retail world, and the social media world. Every company is a tech company now, but Cranes defines a tech company as those whose principal business is tech and its applications. And there are now 7,500 tech firms in the city, and more people are going to work for them. Now, marketing experts say companies will want to be first in voice search results, too, because of Alexa. Shoppers may not even see a whole page of results anymore. They'll just get one result announced. We'll ask Wendy Gonzalez of Google about voice search, too, at the WCBS Business Breakfast coming up in Stanford. I'm Joe Connolly for Bloomberg and WCBS News Radio 880. Latest.